Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. A little Heartland music bringing us back. That's our favorite Hoosier, John Mellencamp, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, Small Business Advocate, when you get a chance. And use it to your advantage. We got a lot of things there you can read, listen, ask questions. Check out the blog. Subscribe to the newsletter. Take the poll question. We'll entertain and inform you to the best of our ability. And you can even see a picture of me there. I know how exciting that would be for you. So thanks for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about a new friend. Steve Sella is with us. Steve is... He's a regular small business owner, just like you. He does things a little bit. He's got a little bit of a different business. He's in the sleep business. He's in the business of helping people get better sleep, REM sleep, right, Steve? That's what we want, right? Rapid eye movement sleep. Is that the best?
Well, no. There's you need all the stages of sleep. There's actually a deep sleep that's very, very important. Delta sleep, where your body is really relaxing and rejuvenating.
That's like when it's like going into a coma, right?
That's right.
And then REM sleep, what's that?
REM sleep is rapid eye movement when it's what shows us that you're actually dreaming, and dreaming is very important as well. We know that your body, if you don't dream or we do something that stops you from dreaming, your body tacks on more dreaming when it can. So there's definitely something going on there that your body needs.
Do you recommend melatonin? What do you know about melatonin?
It's kind of hit or miss. I've got some friends that have some issues sleeping. They try melatonin, nothing works for them in that respect. Yeah. As far as a supplement, but it has been shown to help in some sleep cycles and sleep rhythm. We call circadian rhythm.
Circadian, yeah, that's that. I think that's one of the things some members of my family has been helpful with them for that. Okay, so that's a little bit of sleep advice and Apnix, apnix.com, is that the website?
It is. It's apnix.com.
And this is Sleep Diagnostic Center, folks, in the Houston, Texas area.
That's right. And I should mention that one of the factors of what we do is one of the primary symptoms is massive snoring. If you snore a lot, there's a good chance that you could have this condition.
So ladies, I guess maybe.
That's right.
This is a big deal. The ladies need to be paying attention to that for the guys next to them, I guess, because guys are probably more likely. What is the breakdown? Are there a lot more women, a lot more men than women have this problem?
It is primarily in men. You're looking at a man 35 to 65 years of age, maybe 30 pounds overweight, that snores. And you're right. We actually market and advertise to the wives because one in five couples sleep in different rooms because of snoring.
Right.
And one of the things in the treatment is the snoring completely goes away. When we treat this, the snoring goes away.
Wow.
So
well, now that's a
you
strong.
Can snore
that's
and
a
not
strong,
have apnea.
That's a Go strong ahead. Statement. That'll make people give you a phone call. Hey, Steve, I want to shift horses a little bit and talk about how you run your business. You've been in business 12 years. If you had to say to someone, "Okay, this is what I've learned in 12 years that's helped me the most," what would it be?
I would say efficiency, and by efficiency, I mean being lean. So many times we don't look at our systems. We don't look at how we run our business, literally the process and flow of our business cycle, so to speak. And being lean is a manufacturing kind of term, lean manufacturing, but it's directly applicable to every single business. That's what I would say.
Right. All right. That's a good idea. And of course, in my opinion, Steve, if you're still in business since 2008, you found a way to do that, haven't you?
You absolutely do. Yes.
What else? One of the things that I've been talking about for a long time now, and I'm talking 20 years probably altogether, is the value of outsourcing, the importance of outsourcing. What is your company's experience with that?
We, you know, I think outsourcing is hugely valuable. We use Insperity. We have for many, many years. And there's various areas where it helps us out. But I'll quote you one of the things that one of the Insperity supervisors that works with me said. She said, she was actually new on Insperity, and she said, I know that you don't use everything we do, because if every customer did, we'd be out of business. They offer such a breadth of services that if we all used every service they offer, they couldn't handle it all.
But the bottom line of all that, of that relationship, is something that's the very generic concept of outsourcing, right? Which means focusing on your core competencies and letting someone else, another expert, focus on the things that they're really good at, that you need those, and you need those services.
Absolutely, absolutely. I try to focus on what I do, my specific focus. Even though I'm president, I'm a business developer. So when I need something for HR, or I need payroll, or I need some advice on some kind of employee issue, I just shoot an email and I start getting answers and getting help.
Right,
which is the key. So I can focus on what I'm good at.
Hey, Steve, will you come back another day? I'd like to talk to you more about your business. I think we need to get in a little more into the sleep business. There are a lot of people, like you said, 70 million people need some help. And you probably Absolutely. Teach us some things, too. Would you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim. I appreciate it.
Great job today. APNIX.com, Apnix Sleep Center. I'm sorry, Apnix Sleep Diagnostic is the name of Steve's company. And we'll get him back another day. I'm going to take a quick break right now. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.